Hello there, folks. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Stew on This. I'm Stew Bittman. This one's called, Will You Be My Valentine? Yeah, today, I want to tell you about the most amazing person I know. This person has all the love and wisdom and understanding and compassion in the universe within them. This person has overcome all kinds of tremendous challenges, has made all kinds of difficult choices. This person has dealt with deep sadness and despair and frustration and still continues to show up in life. This person holds an intention to serve humanity and to be part of the solution in this world. This person has lightened the loads of countless people and has helped make countless people's lives better. This person's a true miracle and is absolutely unique. In fact, when this person was conceived, 300 trillion different human beings could have resulted, but this person won. I would say without any doubt that this person is as worthy of love as anyone who has ever walked this planet. Well, pretty cool, huh? And perhaps you already know who I'm talking about, but if not, you can find this person in the nearest mirror. Speaking of which, I encourage you to look into the nearest mirror right now and tell this amazing person, you are cool. Yeah, go ahead and pause the recording. I'll wait till you get back. Well, I hope you took the opportunity to do that, and I give you permission to do it often. In fact, with Valentine's Day coming up this week, maybe you want to send this person a card to say, I love you. Yes, somehow I come back to the subject of self-love a lot. Probably because I can't think of anything more important. Especially for those of us who choose to hold the high watch for ourselves and for the world. Yeah, in order to be present, to be resilient and loving, in order to make the kind of choices that we choose to make based on love and according to our core values, just to have the energy for all that, all of those things run easier and a lot better with an engine that's full of love. And you and I can be constant, reliable sources of that love. And besides all that, I have to share that two people who have been very dear to us in our lives have made their transcendence in the last week or so, and another is in the process of doing so. Folks, we might be telling ourselves that we'll love ourselves someday. Maybe when we start making better choices, maybe when we're able to walk on water. But whatever our reasons might be for not doing it right now, let's remember that old saying, if not now, when? And if not us, then who? And that reminds me of a line from one of my favorite Grateful Dead songs. Ain't no time to hate, barely time to wait. Yes, the time is now for us to adopt at least a version of Gandhi's strategy. He said, I have so much to do today, I'd better meditate twice as long. So for us, it can be, I have so much to do in the world today, I'd better love myself twice as much. Yes, I'm not sure if this topic has brought up some reasons in your mind about why you can't do that or why you don't deserve to do that. But if you hold a worldview that's anything similar to chiropractic principles, and you believe in a whole loving, intelligent universe, then it's not even remotely congruent to not love yourself. In fact, I think it's rather arrogant. To me, it's more egocentric to not love ourselves than to love. Unless, of course, we indeed believe in this whole loving, intelligent universe, or that it was having a bad day when you and I were loved into existence. Well, and then as far as how, let me count the ways. In fact, while we're counting, there are now 198 Stew on This episodes full of ways. And I offer this for today. Wednesday is not only Valentine's Day, it's also Ash Wednesday, which on the traditional Christian calendar begins Lent, the 40 days leading up to Easter time, during which a lot of people give up certain foods or certain habits. Perhaps you and I can use the occasion to give up beating ourselves up, or to give up believing that we have to make better choices in order to love ourselves, when the truth is that as soon as we start loving ourselves more, we'll automatically start making better choices. Essentially, let's think about giving up all the bullshmutzy reasons that we currently have for ever withholding love from ourselves. Yeah, and if we do that, perhaps we can then fill the space and time that we'll create by making an intention to be our own greatest ally, to be our own greatest caregiver, comforter, encourager, cheerleader. Let's make an intention to jump right back into loving ourselves as soon as we realize we're withholding. Yeah, let's jump right back in and ask questions later. Last week, I talked about mastering a backwards bicycle. It's nearly impossible at first, but once we do it, we can't ride the old one anymore. So, as we are intending to master the backwards bicycle of self-love, let's keep practicing, and by all means, let's stay off the old regular one. Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day to us. And stew on that. I'll see you next week.